Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Maudie Pemberton and Clifford in Maudie's apartment.
Hi, Maudie. How's about a nice big kiss?
Well, may I ask what brought all this on?
I refuse to talk till I've had that kiss.
Oh, I think you'll talk, all right.
Oh, hey, I'm not still in the doghouse with you, am I?
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, for first aid to fast relief from headache and acid indigestion, always depend on Alka-Seltzer. Has this been a busy day for you? Well, tomorrow will probably be another one. And you want to be feeling your best. So here's a tip, friends. If today's hectic pace has left you feeling worn out, maybe with a headache or an acid-upset stomach, take Alka-Seltzer now and again tonight before you go to bed. Try that, won't you? With your discomfort relieved, you'll sleep better and wake up feeling better tomorrow morning. Remember, Alka-Seltzer is first aid to fast relief from headache and acid indigestion, and always dependable.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 11, Book 82. Clifford Barber's attitude toward his work at the real estate company is closely related to Maudie Pemberton, apparently. Or, when all goes well with Maudie, the job and Clifford are in harmony, too. This certainly proved to be the case today. After Maudie called him this morning and told him she hadn't had a date with another man, as he suspected, Clifford tore out of the house and went to work fired with enthusiasm. Result? He sold two lots. The boss patted him on the back and even talked about a promotion. As soon as his day's stint was over, Clifford went directly to Maudie's apartment to report. From the way he knocks at the door, she knows he's riding high.
Madam, could I interest you in our 42-volume set of The Facts of Life?
Hello, Cliff.
If you'll permit me to step inside, I'll give you, absolutely free, one of our rooty-tooty pencils with a lead running all the way through and halfway back.
Come on in, so I can close this door.
Madam, I thank you. For that, you get not only our cash award of $65 million, but also this handsome steel engraving of Rutherford B. Hayes, suitable for framing.
Oh, sit down.
And finally, last but not least, you get a great big kiss. Come here.
May I ask what brought all this on?
I refuse to talk till I've had that kiss.
Oh, I think you'll talk all right. You seem to be pretty wound up this evening.
Hey, Maudie, what goes? No kiss?
Now, sit down there and tell me what happened today. You must have some good news to be on top of the world like this.
Well, yeah, but...
Here, now, let me settle in the chair. Now, I promise not to interrupt. I want to hear all about you.
Maudie.
Hmm?
I'm not still in the doghouse with you, am I?
Still? You never were in the doghouse, Clifford.
Oh, come on now. You know it was after I forgot to show up for that pheasant dinner you cooked for me the other night. That made you sore, and you know it.
Well,
now, don't misunderstand me, honey. I don't blame you for being sore. I think I'm the luckiest guy in the world you'll even speak to me again, let alone see me.
It'd be pretty childish if I didn't. My performance over the telephone was bad enough. I'm still blushing over that.
Well, why?
Why? Acting like a high school girl at my age? Telling you I had a date? Pretending a man was here in the apartment when you phoned? Now, really.
Oh, gosh, Maudie, you'll never know what it did for me to have you call me this morning. I felt so low I wasn't going to work. And then when you phoned and said that that date stuff was a lot of malarkey, why, you'd have thought I'd been shot with about 40 cc's of Benzedrine. I got up there on that job feeling like I could have sold iceboxes to Laplanders, and I practically did.
Well, tell me about it. I want to hear what happened.
Well, first I want to be sure everything's okay. Now, is it?
If you're still talking about that doghouse, forget it.
You sure?
Cliff, let's not be adolescent about this. You forgot to come to a dinner I cooked for you, and I matched that with a neat little performance of duplicity over the telephone. Should we call it even? Try to put it out of our minds.
Sure, sure. Just that I want to be certain that everything's the way it was, you know?
The way it was when?
Huh?
You mean you want us to be on the same basis we were last week? Or the week before that? Or do you mean the way it was the last time you were here and you told me you didn't want this to get serious?
Oh, now look, Maudie, is that what's bothering you?
Nothing's bothering me, Cliff. I just want to be sure what you meant by having everything the way it was.
Well, you know... Gosh, Maudie, we've had some marvelous times together. I'd hate to think we weren't going to go on having them. I'd miss you like the dickens.
Have I closed the door in your face or anything like that?
No, but... Well, You very cleverly maneuvered around to get out of kissing me. I noticed that.
Am I to assume you don't consider a kiss as serious?
Oh, well, sure, I suppose it is in a way, but... look, Marty, are you going to keep throwing up that business of not being serious at me all the time?
My dear Mr. Clifford Barber, Esquire, you're not very consistent, are you? Just a couple of days ago in this apartment, you wanted to make it very clear to me that you were not interested in marriage. You wanted that understood so I'd be sure not to misinterpret anything you said or did, right?
Yeah.
And that's fine with me. And then a little bit ago, you wanted to be sure that everything was the way it was. Now, all I'm trying to find out is exactly what you mean by that. If you mean, can you still come over here and see me and tell me your troubles?
Well, you don't think that's the only reason I want to come over here, do you?
Let me finish, young man.
Okay.
To tell me your troubles and to tell me of your triumphs and your joys and about your family and to listen to me talk about my little world. If that's what you have in mind, then everything's the same. Now, are we all squared away?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fine. Now, tell me about your day. I know you've done something to be proud of.
Maudie, you always make me feel important.
You should feel important. You're doing things now. So, stick out your chest. Give me a rundown.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, 2 large lots. Salesman Cliff Barber. Terms, cash. Result, pat on the back by Mr. Ware, big shot of Elkhorn Realty Company. Future result, possibility of early promotion to the downtown office.
Oh, Cliff, that's wonderful.
Yeah, he said he was going to tell old man Elkhorn all about me. As a matter of fact, he told me when he left the subdivision and he was going right into town and see Elkhorn then.
Put her there. You're a success.
Well, how's about me taking you out and buying you the best dinner in town? We'll celebrate.
Well, but maybe we'd better wait till the promotion comes through.
Oh, I'm a cinch. Come on. Look, I'll blow you to dinner, the theater, and anything else that comes into your pretty little head. How about it? Marty and Cliff will do the town.
You're tempting me, mister.
Atta girl. Now, you get ready. I'll phone and tell him I'm not coming home. That won't come as any great surprise. Seems I get here and then I always phone say I'm not coming home.
Don't imagine your mother cares too much about having you call so late to say you're not going to be there for dinner.
Oh, Mom doesn't mind a little thing. Oh, hello. Hello, who's that? Oh, Hazel, hi. Cliff. Is Mom there? Oh, no, never mind. Just tell her I'm at Marty's and we're going out to dinner, will you? Yeah, that's right. I won't be home till pretty late.
All right, I'll tell her, Cliff.
Tell me what?
You want to talk to Mother? She's sitting right here. All right, have a good time. Bye.
Now, don't tell me he's staying out again tonight.
Yes, Mother, he's taking Marty out to dinner, he said.
Seems to me he's spending about all his time over at that Marty Pemberton's place.
Beginning to look a little bit significant, would you say?
Marty
and Cliff? Is this going to develop into something, Mother?
I don't know what you mean, Hazel. They're just friends, that's all.
Well...
why, you don't think for a minute that Clifford is becoming serious, do you?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh, no. Clifford's got too much sense for that.
Why, Mother, everybody tells me this Maudie is an extremely nice person.
Oh, I don't mean that. Miss Pemberton's perfectly all right as far as that goes. I meant that Clifford isn't in any position to get involved. He knows that.
Well, she did make Cliff get out and find a job. You have to give her credit for that.
You sound just like your father.
Oh, Mother.
Well, I think Clifford should be left alone. But your father's never satisfied until he's running somebody's life.
He isn't trying to run anybody's life.
Look at Teddy and Elwood. He practically engineered that wedding, and look what happened to it. Gone to smash.
Yes.
If he keeps on, he'll be doing the same thing to Clifford, and I simply won't have it. Not that Miss Pemberton...
Sit still, Mother. I'll answer it. Hello? Mr. Barber? Just a moment. Where's Father?
I think he's over at Jack's.
Hello? Mr. Barber... what? Oh, Mr. Clifford Barber. He isn't in just now, but I can give you a number where you can reach him. Oh, I'll be glad to take a message for him. Yes? I see. Very well, Mr. Ware. Tomorrow morning, yes. I'll see that he gets the message. You're welcome. Bye.
Who's Mr. Ware?
Oh, that was Clifford's boss at the realty company. He said that Cliff was to report for work at the downtown office in the morning instead of going out to the subdivision.
Wonder what that means.
He said Cliff would understand what it meant. Mentioned something about a promotion.
Well, whatever it is, it'll be better than having him stuck out there where it's so cold and windy. I don't think that's been good for him.
Well, maybe I'd better call him at Maudie's and tell him...
Oh, that's probably your father coming in from Jack's.
Henry.
Yes?
We're in the library, Father.
Oh, is that you, Hazel?
Uh-huh.
Well, I didn't know you were here, my dear. How are you?
Oh, fine, Father. Been over, Jack?
Yeah. Fanny, the triplets have learned a little song in French.
Oh.
Nicolette taught it to them. They've been singing it to me. It was the cutest thing you ever heard.
Well, I can imagine. They're at the most adorable age now, aren't they?
Oh, very bright, too. Clifford get home yet?
He's not coming home, Henry.
Yeah, where is he?
Where he usually is every night lately.
Oh, Maudie, is he?
Oh, I was going to phone him.
About what?
Well, Mr. Ware called a few minutes ago and left word that Cliff was to report for work at the office downtown in the morning.
No. Why, that's the promotion.
Yes, that's what he said.
Well, why, George, Fanny, the boy is going ahead by leaps and bounds. Why, things are happening so fast, we can't keep track of them. Yeah, aren't you pleased?
Yes, Henry.
What'll Clifford come up with next?
What do you mean by that?
Oh, you know very well what I mean, Fanny. Yeah? Don't you be surprised if he comes home with news about a certain young lady before too long.
You see, Hazel, exactly what I've been telling you about your father.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. And now, ladies, I want to tell you about Bactine, the finest family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide you've ever used. Bactine has amazing germ-killing powers, yet it is so gentle to skin, so fresh and clean-smelling. But Bactine is powerful, and it does protect against the spread of infection. Get a bottle of Bactine from your druggist and try it at our risk. When someone in the family has a cut or scratch, bathe it with Bactine. When the itching and burning of athlete's foot causes discomfort, bathe the feet with Bactine. When you're caring for the sick or preparing food, make sure your hands are clean. Bathe them with Bactine. These are but a few of Bactine's many, many household uses. Get a bottle of Bactine and read how this remarkable product can be helpful to you every day. All we ask you to do is try your first bottle of this wonderful new family antiseptic made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. If you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic, that it has more helpful uses in your home than any antiseptic you've ever used, return the bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Yes, double your money back if you don't like Bactine. Your drugstore has Bactine in 30 and 70-cent size bottles. Be sure you ask for Bactine, Bactine. Here's the family again.
Come on, Henry, let's go to bed. It's late.
Yes, I thought I might wait up a little while longer to see Clifford when he comes in.
Why, he won't be home for hours.
Oh, I suppose you're right. This is a great night for him and Maudie.
Friends, remember, try Bactine, the marvelous new family antiseptic and general-purpose germicide. Get it on the no-risk guarantee of double your money back if you're not satisfied. Go to your drugstore and get a 30 or 70-cent bottle of Bactine. Try it for many of its amazing uses. Then, if you don't think Bactine is the finest family antiseptic you've ever used, if you don't find more uses for it than any other antiseptic you ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories, tell why you don't like it, and get double your money back. Get Bactine right away. Bactine. Bactine. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Henry visits Clifford's office. Chapter 12, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.